堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 3 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
The old capitalist running dogs, how China is changing.
Plus the business news, that's all coming up here on The World Today this half hour with me, Anu Anand. And
Syrian troops in Lebanon are due to start pulling back towards the Syrian border in a few hours' time. The pullback will take place after the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his Lebanese counterpart Emil Lahoud have met in the Syrian capital Damascus to discuss details. Kim Ghattas reports from Damascus.
The pullback of Syrian troops in Lebanon will take place in two phases. Soldiers will first move towards the eastern Bekaa Valley, and then they'll go further east to the Syrian-Lebanese border. No clear timetable has been set yet, but Syrian and Lebanese officials meeting in Damascus on Monday are expected to announce the details of the troop movements then. Lebanese opposition figures in Beirut have said it is essential that a full withdrawal take place before the country's legislative elections due in May. They believe free and fair elections cannot take place as long as Syria has a military and intelligence presence in the country.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has again expressed regret over the shooting of an Italian Secret Service agent by American troops in Iraq. The man, Nicola Calipari, was killed when soldiers opened fire on a car carrying him and an Italian hostage he'd helped to free. The Americans say the car was approaching a checkpoint at high speed and was only fired on after a warning had been given. Mozambique has expressed concern that the British government's Africa Commission, when it publishes its plan for African development later this week, will not meet the needs of individual African countries. The Mozambican Prime Minister, Luisa Diogo, told the BBC that she feared, for example, that the recommendations in the report won't address the special conditions of her own country.
It's not easy to have one recommendation for all the countries in Africa. And I believe that the report from the Commission for Africa will be a little bit general, because it's not easy to accommodate in one report like that all the concerns and the specifications of each country.
A BBC correspondent in Mozambique says the Prime Minister wants the sugar exports of her country to be given better access to developed markets. The Bolivian president, Carlos Mesa, has resigned amid protests against his government. Mr. Mesa announced on television and radio that he was standing down and said he'd formally present his resignation to Congress on Monday. He said the protests by a variety of political and social organizations were, in his words, blocking the country. Last week, demonstrators set up barricades around several Bolivian cities and towns. Mr. Mesa, a political independent, has been in office for 17 months. You're listening to the news from the BBC. The latest exit poll in parliamentary elections in Moldova suggests that the governing communists have lost their parliamentary majority. It also indicates that the opposition has gained ground. Moldova's communists support closer ties to Europe. Helen Fox reports from the capital, Chisinau.
The party, which turned its back on Moscow, looks set to be returned to power. But the pro-Western communists received less than half the vote, according to the exit poll. This suggests they will not have enough seats to elect the next president or pass laws on their own. The communist leader, President Vladimir Voronin, had pledged to continue Moldova's push towards European integration. It was the opposition group, which wants closer ties to Russia, that did better than expected. Moscow has been accused of supporting this party during the election campaign.
Thousands of people in the United States have commemorated a key event in the civil rights movement. They gathered on a bridge in the town of Selma in Alabama, scene of a violent incident exactly 40 years ago. From Selma, Steve Evans reports.
The events here on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma 40 years ago really did change history. Television pictures of peaceful, mostly black marchers being clubbed and gassed by solely white police shocked much of America, and certainly shocked President Lyndon Johnson. It also gave him the political weight to drive over hard-line white objections to new legislation that would make black registration to vote easier. Some of the marchers from that time retraced their steps to the bridge. Now the police are both black and white. Selma has a black mayor.
The operator of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, Deutsche Börse, has announced it has withdrawn its offer to buy the London Stock Exchange, one of the world's biggest and oldest share markets. The head of Deutsche Börse, Werner Seifert, said the London Stock Exchange had made no recommendation on the takeover to its shareholders, and there was a recognition that a majority of Deutsche Börse's own shareholders was more focused on short-term return of capital. And that's the latest. BBC.